Just a moment, Mr. Anderson.
I'm sorry I didn't get to return your call at 10:50, but I've been in meetings and I just got a friend of yours here that's been giving me hell, and sounds like it you all belong to the same lodge. Harry Bird came down and had lunch with me. He says that he's afraid I'm going to raise this budget $5 billion like Kennedy did, and he wants to cut it down. Said I ought to get it down to $100 billion. I said that's what Bob Anderson said the other day, and he came in. But we got a one this year, 98.8, and we got $1.8 billion in retirement and pay raises and military pay and civilian pay and extra interest on the debt, and we got $1.8 billion of that stuff, and then they've legislated about $800 million more for welfare and education department, their bills, about $400 million more for labor and retraining. But I told him this, that we're working at the 103, and we're going to reduce it every way we can, taking up each department, and we're going to cut it down much as we can. And I told him I'd get he and get you down here first and let you look over it and see if you could quietly give me any other suggestions. And then before I went home first of the year for Earhart after Christmas, I'd try to get a hold of him and get a hold of John Williams and have them come in and see about what it was. They're not going to get the tax bill till the middle of the month, probably.
Yeah.
And he could know what it was before he gets his tax bill out.
Well, I'm glad two great Americans got together.
Well, thank you. Here, Bob, you talk to him, then I'll be back on.
All right. He says glad two good Americans got together.
Bob, how are you, boy?
Fine, Harry, and how are you, sir?
I'm fine. I had a very enjoyable luncheon with the president, yeah?
Good.
So you,
I just told him I was glad two great men
got together.
Talked about the most important thing in the country right now.
You ought to be down here as much as you can.
Well, I'll certainly be all the time that I can be of service to him or to you.
All right, Bob. Hope to see you soon.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
Mr.
Harry, wait. George, find his car there for him. You'll show him where his car is.
Go ahead, Bob.
Can I talk to you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've got plenty of time. He just left. We had a good meeting. Much obliged to you.
I've been giving great thought and great consideration to this Alliance for Progress. There isn't enough money that could ever be printed in the world to meet the needs of Latin America, even if you printed it continuously for the next several years, unless you can get private business, private enterprise in there to do the development.
That's right.
And I grew up in Texas where you had to walk through the mud to get down to the school and do exactly the same thing. It was because we developed industry and business. That sort of thing, to finally get out of mud.
That's right.
Now, we're going to have some very serious repercussions, and I mean terrible, from this takeover of the oil industry in Argentina.
Yeah.
And from this threat to take over in Korea. We're going to have to show a lot of backbone, and Pedro Beltran told me just the other day, the president of Peru, down talking to one of you.
Yeah, he's saying Ralph Dungan. Walter told me, I told him bring him in here if I didn't have a security council.
All right, and he just told me as long as you people act like suckers, you can be treated like them. And this is coming from a man.
As long as they act like what?
As long as we act like suckers,
we're
yeah. treated
yeah.
like
them. Yeah,
and
yeah,
this is an exact
yeah.
quote from Pedro Beltran.
Yeah.
And his country's doing just as bad, almost, as Argentina.
Yeah.
Now, when you talked to me the other night and said that we had to have a capable, hard-nosed, reliable man to run this Alliance for Progress. I've spent a lot of time thinking about who that fellow ought to be. I've got one name to suggest.
Good.
His name is Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Knapp, K-N-A-P-P. He is the senior vice president of the World Bank. He speaks Spanish and he's these fortune teams. He's been in that bank for during Mr. Truman's administration and through Mr. Eisenhower's administration. He's tough-minded, but he is a fair-minded man. He makes more than $30,000 a year tax-free because all of the wages and salaries paid to the World Bank and we have seen something. So he would make a great financial sacrifice. You might not be able to get him. Nobody will be able to get him unless you ask him personally.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do.
If you want to get some check on him, talk to Gene Black. He's worked with Gene a long time. If you want to get some further check, talk to George Wood. George Wood, if he, I think, will be reluctant to let him go.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about something else that's more important than being a vice president of the World Bank.
Yeah.
And this guy is. Has got no back reputation of being a Republican or being a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a back reputation of being a banker in the World Bank, and every member of every country in Latin America belongs to that World Bank.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the best name I've been able to come up
with. Do you know him yourself?
I know him intimately.
How old is he?
I would say he's in his middle 50s.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That sounds awful good to me. It sounds too good to be true, but I'll get right on it and I'll get back to you. I want you to come down and look over this budget before I get through. I didn't give him quite as promising a picture as I could have because I just want to be cautious and be careful about talking and other things, and that's why I told him he's around 103, but we are working like hell. They came in this morning and another big civilian pay raise. I had McNamara out last night till midnight. He's the only guy that's really trying to help me, and he is trying to help. And I had the business council in. I want you to take their temperature when you can. I think we made had a real day with them, and I think they felt better than they felt since you were here.
Well, I'll be talking to them the rest of the day. And one other thing that I want to talk to you about, you've got an appointment coming up on the Federal Reserve Board in January.
All right.
And this is probably one of the most important ones you'll ever make. That's the confidence. Foreign central bankers involved.
Yeah.
And I'm compiling people and I'm suggesting to you, and of course, use your own.
I sure appreciate it, Bob.
And, but I think this Burt Knapp is a star.
I'll get right on it.
Come on.
Bye.
Waiting.